Hey there, coffee lovers. Get ready to dive deep into the world of Kenyan coffee.
Kenyan coffee.
We're exploring Cafe Nairobi's Tri Roast today.
Oh, very cool.
Which promises to be a unique tasting experience.
Yeah.
We've got their website pulled up.
Okay.
And all the product description to guide our deep dive.
Awesome.
What I think is really interesting about this particular set is that they're not just giving you like three different roasts of Kenyan coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They are linking it to some of Kenya's iconic animals.
Yeah.
A leopard, an elephant, and a lion.
You know what I like about that?
Yeah.
Is that they're not just giving you three different roasts.
Yeah.
They're trying to tell a story with it.
Right.
They're trying to connect the coffee to the land and the wildlife.
I will admit, when I first saw that, I was like, is this a little bit of a marketing gimmick?
I can see that.
But I'm willing to be convinced that it's more than that. So why don't we start with just like the basics?
Okay.
What makes Kenyan coffee so special in the first place?
So Kenyan coffee is really renowned for its bright acidity and really complex flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes down to its unique terroir.
Okay.
So you've got high altitudes, volcanic soils, plenty of sunshine.
Yeah.
And all of that kind of comes together to create these really incredible floral and citrusy notes.
Interesting.
That you just don't find in other origins.
It's like the difference between like a hothouse tomato.
Totally.
And one that's been ripened on the vine in the Mediterranean sun.
Exactly.
You get those more complex flavors.
You get the nuance. You get the complexity.
Yeah.
And Kenyan coffee just has that in spades.
So they're kind of using this tri roast to be like a taste of that variety.
Absolutely.
They're really highlighting the inherent qualities of these Kenyan beans.
Yeah, they're showcasing different roast levels. But really what they're trying to do is highlight those inherent qualities.
All right. Well, you've certainly piqued my interest.
Good.
I'm curious to learn more.
Awesome.
So let's talk about these roasts.
Let's do it.
And their animal counterparts.
Okay.
Let's start with the light roast.
Okay.
What's the story with the light roast and the leopard?
So imagine this, right?
Okay.
You're in a Kenyan coffee field.
Mm-hmm.
It's early morning.
Okay.
There's like a mist rising and you see a leopard, sleek and graceful, just kind of moving through the fields.
I can see it.
That's the essence they're going for.
Okay.
With the light roast.
Okay.
So they describe it as having delicate floral aromas, hints of citrus.
Citrus and floral. I can get behind that.
Yeah. And a vibrant acidity that just really wakes up your palate.
Okay.
It's meant to embody that elegance and agility of the leopard.
You know, I usually go for like medium roasts, but you're making me want to step outside of my comfort zone. What about the medium roast?
Okay.
How does the elephant fit into this?
So think of the elephant as this symbol of strength, groundedness.
Hmm.
The medium roast is where those classic Kenyan flavors really shine through.
Okay.
So you get those rich chocolate notes, smooth body, balanced acidity.
Right.
It's like a journey through the diverse landscapes of Kenya, just as an elephant might roam across savannas and forests.
They're weaving quite a narrative. So that leaves us with the dark roast.
Yes.
And the lion.
Uh-huh.
This is where things get intense.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Dark roast is all about boldness, power.
Yeah.
Just like the king of the jungle, they've taken those Kenyan beans and they've roasted them to develop smoky, earthy notes.
Interesting.
With a lingering intensity.
Ooh.
Like if the light roast is a sunrise stroll, the dark roast is a roaring bonfire under the African stars.
Wow. That's a...
Quite a contrast.
Quite a contrast.
Right.
So we've got vibrancy and balance and intensity.
Yeah.
That's quite a range.
It is.
But I'm curious, how do you actually like experience these roasts? What about grind size and brewing methods?
So they do offer a wide range of grind sizes, from extra coarse all the way to fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is they encourage you to think beyond just the grind size. They want you to consider your brewing method and how that interacts with the roast level to create that perfect cup.
So like, for instance, let's say I'm a French press enthusiast.
Okay.
What kind of grind would bring out the best in, say, the light roast?
So for a French press... With its longer steeping time, you'd want a coarser grind for the light roast.
Oh.
That way you can really extract those delicate floral and citrus notes without over-extracting any bitterness. They have a great guide on their website that goes into detail about matching grinds to brewing methods.
So you're really saying it's not just about grabbing any old bag of beans.
Right.
There's like a real art.
It's an art.
To brewing the perfect cup of Kenyan coffee.
It is. And Cafe Nairobi is giving you the tools and the knowledge to really unlock those flavors and create an experience that reflects the unique character of these beans.
And speaking of unlocking those flavors.
Yes.
We all know coffee can go stale pretty quickly.
It can.
What tips do they offer to keep the tri roast fresh?
So they hit on all the key points. Airtight containers. Mm. Cool, dark place.
Right.
Avoid the fridge or the freezer.
Okay.
Because that can introduce moisture and unwanted flavors.
Right.
They even recommend specific storage solutions.
Okay.
Like airscape canisters.
Mm-hmm.
Opaque ceramic jars.
So they've really thought this through.
They have. They've thought about every aspect of the coffee journey.
From the farm to the cup.
From farm to cup, exactly. Right. They're not just selling coffee.
Right.
They're cultivating an appreciation for the craft and the story behind it.
I gotta say, you're doing a good job of selling me on it.
Good.
I'm really kind of itching to get my hands on this tri roast now.
Awesome.
And put their recommendations to the test.
I'm right there with you.
Well, stay tuned, coffee lovers.
Yes.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Sounds good.
To delve even deeper into the world of Cafe Nairobi's tri roast.
Looking forward to it.
And the magic of Kenyan coffee.
Absolutely. Welcome back, coffee lovers. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling more connected to my morning cup.
Yeah.
Just from thinking about all the care and attention
mm-hmm.
Cafe Nairobi puts into this tri roast.
I hear you. It's amazing how a little bit of storytelling can completely change your perspective.
Right.
On something as familiar as coffee.
Totally. It's like they've unlocked this whole new dimension of flavor.
Yeah. And speaking of stories, did you catch that poem on their website?
I did.
The Wild Trio, A Kenyan Coffee Journey.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's more than just marketing fluff, right?
It really captures the essence of each roast
in
this evocative way.
Like, listen to this.
Okay.
About the light roast.
Right.
It says, first light roast dawns with, at last, dark roast the lion's pride.
Okay.
With smoky threads that never hide. A powerful brew. Intense and grand, like kings who rule this ancient land.
Makes you think of that smoky aroma filling the air as you sip this bold, dark roast.
Under the African sky.
Under the African sky, exactly.
Yeah, they really nailed the imagery.
They have.
You know, it's more than just clever marketing.
Mm-hmm.
This whole animal theme is making me think about the different ways we experience coffee.
Right.
It's not just a caffeine hit. It's a sensory journey.
It is.
That can evoke all these different moods and feelings, like how a certain song can transport you back to a specific moment in time.
Yeah.
A cup of coffee can do that too.
It absolutely can.
I'm curious about the roasters themselves.
Okay.
What kind of skill goes into creating these distinct flavor profiles from essentially the same bean?
It's an art form.
Okay.
You know, they have to carefully control the time and temperature.
To bring out those specific characteristics in the beans.
Okay.
So for the light roast, they're aiming for those bright and delicate flavors.
Mm-hmm.
With the medium roast, it's about developing those chocolatey notes and that smooth body.
Yeah.
And then for the dark roast, they're going all in on that intensity and smoky depth.
It makes you really appreciate the expertise.
It does.
Behind each cup.
Yeah.
It's not just about throwing some beans in a roaster.
No, not at all.
And hoping for the best.
It's a very precise process.
And it's so fascinating how the same bean can yield such different experiences.
It really is.
Depending on the roast level.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier
that
Kenyan beans are known for their bright acidity.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard that African coffees in general can be quite diverse.
Okay.
In terms of flavor profiles.
Interesting. So even within Kenya, there's like a whole spectrum of flavors.
There is a whole spectrum.
To explore.
Kenya itself has several different coffee growing regions.
Each with its own unique microclimate and soil composition.
So like, for example,
the
beans grown in the high altitude regions around Mount Kenya.
Yes. Those tend to have those really vibrant citrus and floral notes.
The ones we were talking about.
The ones we were talking about, exactly.
So is that what makes this tri roast so interesting?
It's part of it. I think it's like a crash course in the diversity of Kenyan coffee.
Okay.
So you get a taste of that high altitude brightness in the light roast, the balanced complexity of the medium roast, and then that deep, intense flavor from beans that were probably grown in a totally different region.
It's like they've curated this tasting tour of Kenya.
Exactly.
All in one package.
All in one package. And they've even included descriptions of each roast on their website.
Oh, cool.
Highlighting those specific flavor notes and the region where things are sourced.
So we've talked about the regions. We've talked about these roasting processes. Mm. What about the farmers themselves?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
What role do they play in shaping that final cup?
Exactly.
I mean, Kenyan coffee is known for its high quality. And that starts with the farmers.
Right.
You know, they carefully cultivate the beans, hand picking them at peak ripeness to ensure the best possible flavor.
So it's a real collaborative effort.
It is.
From those farmers nurturing the beans to the roasters expertly transforming them.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately it's up to us, the coffee drinkers, to appreciate all that artistry and story poured into each cup.
Well said. I love that.
Now, before we get too lost in the philosophical side of coffee, I do want to circle back to something a little bit more practical.
Okay.
We talked about grind size earlier, but I know there are some listeners out there who are maybe new to the world of coffee brewing.
Right.
So let's say you're a complete newbie.
Okay.
You've just received your Cafe Nairobi Tri Roast. What's the first thing you need to know?
Well, the most important thing is to choose a brewing method that you enjoy and that fits your lifestyle.
Yeah.
There are so many options out there.
Right.
From simple coffee makers to pour over devices to French presses.
And once you've got your method, how do you know what grind size is right?
That's where Cafe Nairobi's website comes in handy again.
Perfect.
They have this really detailed guide that explains all the different grind sizes and which ones are best for each brewing method.
So no matter what your experience level, they've got you covered.
It's like having a personal coffee coach
right
there on their website.
And they even offer tips on water temperature, brewing time.
All those factors that can impact the final flavor.
So they're really passionate.
They are.
About helping people brew
the
perfect cup of Kenyan coffee.
They want you to have an amazing experience, and they're willing to share their knowledge to make that happen.
You know, I'm realizing this deep dive has been about so much more than just reviewing a product.
Tell me more.
It's been like a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
About Kenyan coffee.
Uh-huh.
About the art of roasting.
Right.
About the connection between nature and culture.
I like that.
And a simple cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But we're not done yet. When we return, we'll be exploring the practicalities of ordering the Tri Roast and what options are available on their website.
Sounds good.
So stick around, coffee lovers.
Yes.
There's more to come. Okay, coffee enthusiasts.
Yes.
We are back for the final leg of our Kenyan coffee safari.
I like that.
We have explored the flavors, the symbolism, the roasting techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you actually get your hands on
this
Tri-Roast experience?
Well, let's head over to the Cafe Nairobi website and see what they've got brewing in terms of ordering options.
So first things first, whole beans or pre-ground?
That is the question.
What do they recommend?
So for peak freshness, they definitely champion grinding fresh.
Okay.
They say it yields the best flavor.
Makes sense.
And they even have tips on choosing the right grinder.
Oh, cool.
But they also understand that not everyone wants to invest in equipment.
Right.
So they do offer pre-ground options for convenience.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So they're catering to both the hardcore coffee geeks and the folks who just want a delicious cup without the fuss.
Exactly.
Okay. So what about bag sizes?
Bag size.
I'm picturing like those giant burlap sacks you see in the coffee warehouses.
Not quite.
Okay.
They have a few different options.
Okay.
Their starter pack is a 3 12-ounce bag set.
Okay.
Perfect for dipping your toes into the Tri-Roast experience.
So you get a bag of each roast.
Exactly.
Leopard Light, Elephant Medium, and Lion Dark.
To compare and contrast.
I like it.
And if you're ready to commit to a full-on Kenyan coffee love affair, they also have options for 4.
Okay.
5.
Wow.
And even 6 12-ounce bags.
That's a lot of coffee.
It is.
Are you telling me they have a bulk option?
For the truly dedicated coffee aficionado, they do indeed have a bulk option.
Laid on me.
So they have a 5-pound bag. And for the truly hardcore, a 10-pound bag.
Oh my goodness.
They can't even imagine how many cups of coffee that makes.
Someone's building a coffee bean castle out of that bag.
I think so. That option's for everyone.
For everyone.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, catering to all those different needs and levels of coffee obsession.
All right, so what's the damage?
Well, here's the best part.
Okay.
Free shipping.
What?
On all Tri-Roast orders.
No way.
Yes way.
That's amazing.
They're serious about making this experience accessible.
I am sold.
I think I'm going to go for that 3-bag starter pack.
Okay.
Get a feel for each roast.
That's a good way to start.
But that Lion Dark roast.
Yeah.
Is calling to me.
It's intense.
That smoky, intense aroma.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's an adventure in a cup.
You know, it's been such a pleasure diving deep into this Tri-Roast with you.
Likewise.
I feel like I've learned so much about Kenyan coffee.
Me too.
And I'm genuinely excited to experience it firsthand now.
I'm excited for you.
So to our listeners.
Yes.
We encourage you to check out Cafe Nairobi's Tri-Roast.
Absolutely.
Embark on your own Kenyan coffee journey.
Yes.
Whether you're a seasoned coffee connoisseur
mm-hmm.
or just starting to explore the world of specialty coffee.
There's something there for everyone.
And it's not just about the caffeine kick.
No.
It's about the experience, the story.
The story.
And the connection to a place and a culture.
Yes.
That's as rich and diverse as the coffee itself.
Beautifully said.
Until next time, happy brewing.
Happy brewing, everyone.